Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. This is Julie Calamine, one of your three Tuesday Morning Show hosts, and gotta tell you, listeners, I am so happy to be joined this morning by a really great person that I know. I think of her as my friend, and she's much more than that. This is a gal who's helped me through thick and thin, through physical challenges, and we're going to be talking about that for the next, whatever, half hour or so. So I'd like, without further ado, to introduce you to my own personal physical therapist, Heather Lean, who works at Total Physical Therapy over off Superior. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
It's so good to see you. It's been a little while, which is a good thing when it's your physical therapist friend.
Yeah, it's good to see you not in the clinic.
No, I know it. So a little background for why Heather's in the studio this morning. As you all know, listeners who tune in regularly on this day of the week, on Tuesdays, you know that our topics tend to be outdoors, environment, recreation. And as I go further and further into the long day of life, I've realized that part of enjoying recreation and physical, you know, our physical fitness is staying in physical shape and having everything working right so that you can get out and do the things in the environment and recreation and all of our great, great opportunities here in Sandpoint. And Heather plays a big part in keeping many of us here in Sandpoint together as we wish to get out and continue doing the things we love to do. So with that intro, Heather, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about you, how you came to be a physical therapist, your doctor, and also how you came to find Sandpoint.
Well, it's funny, those two kind of go hand in hand, as when I first moved here in 2003, that's actually when I started taking prerequisites to apply to physical therapy school. So that kind of went together with moving here. And so, yeah, and then did the prerequisites and then did school and then just liked it too much here, so had to come back.
There you go. So physical therapy is a pretty long program, right? It's not like 1 year. You're at it for a while when you're becoming, learning
yeah,
to become
yeah,
one.
Yeah. You have to have your bachelor's degree and then you do PT school, or sometimes you have to take some prerequisites in between. And then the program itself is, a 3 year program to get your doctorate of physical therapy.
Yeah, so it's not like you just run through a quick degree and you're out working. It's a big, big commitment.
Yeah, took some time.
Yeah, and for how long have you been working?
Since I graduated in 2009. So I think I've been a PT for like 17 and a half years.
I would never believe that. Listeners, if you look at Heather, she's just like this youthful face and beautiful hair and personality, and she's just got a great smile, and I would never believe that you'd been at it that many years. I thought you were going to tell me like 5 or 6 years or something.
Oh, thanks.
So then you found Total Physical Therapy, and has that been your office entire time?
That's been my home, yeah, with Hal. I did my last clinical affiliation with Hal, and you know, it was just, we're just buds, and I just stayed there, and we're just one big happy family there.
It's a good fit, I bet. And Hal, for those of you who don't know, Hal Schmidt was he the first?
He's the clinic owner. And he's been a PT for, I don't even know. Very long time.
Yeah, you might run into him on the ski hill or running around or biking. He's a very active person.
And a ski patroller, yeah.
Great guy. So yeah. Shout out to Hal while we're here.
And Deb.
Deb, too, is great. Yes. So, okay, so we've learned that you love Sandpoint, and you came here to just enjoy the life in Sandpoint and became a physical therapist. And let's now move on and talk about kind of what sort of work you guys do in that office, because it's a very active community, and people are running around getting hurt and needing help. But tell us what your clinic is like, what it looks like on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So, well, in the world of physical therapy, there's many different realms. So what we do is called like orthopedic or outpatient orthopedic physical therapy. There's also, you can do inpatient, like if you're in a hospital. There is specializations where you focus on the geriatric population. That would be like an assisted living facility or nursing homes. There's pediatric physical therapists. There is, let's see, you can focus on brain and spinal cord injuries as a, you know, a specialty. There's pelvic floor specialties. So there's lots of different sort of subspecialties within the physical therapy realm. So,
yeah, so that's many, many ways you can be a physical therapist. But for our purposes today, I think we'll focus on, on
exactly.
what you guys do on the orthopedic. Yeah. And that's kind of what all of my friends and associates and everybody is sort of doing right now at this stage in life, and that stage of life being for me like that late 50s, early 60s. We've been active people and want to stay active, but man, things start falling apart. And yeah. you guys are an important part of making sure that people can continue to have active, healthy lives on and on and on as long as they can. And so I'd like to talk a bit about that and things that you guys do, things you can recommend, and things that we as aging people here in the community can do to maybe keep us out of physical therapy, but then when we're in it, other things that we can look at doing that you help with.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, there's a couple different ways that you might find yourself in our clinic, and it can be an injury. So then you need, maybe you have surgery, and so you need post-operative rehab, or just an injury, like a little tweak, a strain, and it doesn't get better, and so you come to me to figure out why it's not getting better and what to do about it. So that's typically what people think of when they have to go to physical therapy. But there also is the wonderful patients who we love who say, hey, I don't feel like I'm strong enough to go skiing, or I just feel like I'm just needing some more strength, or I want to work on my balance, or things like that. And so what can I do about it? So I love that, because that's also injury prevention. So they're coming to me before they get hurt. So
yeah,
those types of patients are wonderful.
And how do they find you? I mean, will their doctor recommend that, or do they just get idea?
I mean, well, yeah, you can either, it depends. Though it kind of comes down to insurance, whether or not you need a referral to come to physical therapy. Sometimes you don't. You can just walk in and say, hey, you know, I want this help, or I have this little pain. But sometimes maybe they'll be talking to a doctor, oh, my shoulder hurts. And then the doctor says, okay, I think you need physical therapy.
Yeah. And my experience has been that when one does have an injury and goes to the doctor, usually that's the first step before MRIs and a lot of other stuff.
Well, for sure. Yeah, we can fix. It seems like most things can be fixed versus jumping to, oh, I got to get in the tube and have an MRI and, you know, see what the issue is. It usually can be fixed. And so that's why that's usually recommended beforehand.
Yeah, and it does seem that it can work a lot of times. You guys focus on repairing injuries, sometimes on getting strong before injuries happen. And then sometimes, I mean, we're injured just by overuse of our body parts too. And that's another kind of reason that you might end up in physical therapy.
Yeah, definitely. It's those repetitive use injuries, like you're playing pickleball with Julie and she's so darn good that you just are working so hard, and then you start to feel, man, my shoulder's getting sore. So yes, those little repetitive motions, which oftentimes is involved in athletic endeavors. But honestly, some people just, you know, they're whatever, picking up something in the kitchen. They're like, man, my shoulder's been hurting me, and it just keeps perpetuating. So some things are induced by athletic endeavors, and sometimes they're just daily life. You can't figure out why something's sore.
Sure. What is your process like for figuring out what the physical therapy is going to be for a person? Well, we can even use an example like me. I've First time I saw you, Heather, I had fallen off my bike over at Memorial Park, and my shoulder wasn't working right anymore. And I didn't have an MRI. I got physical therapy prescription first. And what is that process for you? How do you know what you're going to have to do to help somebody?
Right. Yeah. So when you have that initial evaluation, I'm just looking at your whole body. Of course, I'm looking at the area that was injured, but sometimes you have to look all the way up and down the whole kinetic chain and everything. And so you just go through your process of evaluating the joint, the tissue, the muscle, the ligament, you know, all the parts that seem to be involved. And then you develop your hypothesis as to what it is. Yeah. And sometimes that just takes a little bit. And sometimes it's very obvious. Sometimes it's a little bit more. You have to kind of play detective and figure things out slowly. But then it's to, okay, what do we do about it? What do I do about it? What can the patient do about it? And then you have to sort of the plan of here's how we're going to work it out.
Right. And, you know, what I found interesting about working with you is that it at least to me, it didn't seem intuitive to me. It wasn't just like, oh, this is the obvious exercise you should do. In fact, if it hurt, that wasn't usually the exercise we were doing. We were doing exercises that didn't really hurt the injured part, but we're still making other parts of the body strong and supporting it. So it wasn't like, working on the sore part necessarily, but we're working around it.
Right. Because the sore part is usually the victim of everything else around it that's not working.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you work everybody else, and then that sore part goes, oh, thanks for the support. That's what I needed.
Yeah. And let's just talk about that support for a little bit, because I have so many friends that have things going on, but I have a pickleball friend who I think of as a strong person. It's a woman, and her job changed in the last year, and meaning that she was sitting a lot more and not able to run around and do as many things.
Right.
And just last week, we're playing our favorite game, pickleball, and she tweaked her knee, and she's younger than me, and normally never has any problems, but I question whether it's from all the sitting, she's not having the muscle support around her joints that she might have. Now, does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that can definitely be. Yeah, if people, yeah, they just change their lifestyle, especially people who were very active, and maybe they do change to where they become inactive or even just sitting in a job, then you have to realize, oh, well, that's just moving my body differently, using my body differently, and maybe things you need to pay more attention to.
Right.
Keeping up that strength and exercise, and you can't just jump out of the work stool and go play pickleball without something else, you know, other strengthening or things supportive to be done.
But I agree 100%. And I do sometimes think it gets harder for us as we age, at least for some of us, to want to put in all the time that it takes to stay healthy and strong. And this is a question for you. Does it seem like as we age, we need to put in more time to stay strong than we did when we were youngsters?
Yes.
It feels like it. It's a bigger job.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we can't just be off the couch athletes like we were in our 20s and just go play hard without doing any prep work. So as you get older, you have to prep the body so that when you do go do your actual fun playtime, that then those muscles, all those tissues are all ready to do that.
Right. Well, Heather, since you're older than you appear to be, tell the listeners a little bit about how you manage it, because I know you're a very active person. What is your strength regimen look like? What do you do?
Right. Yeah. No, I'm very, very big into strengthening and knowing its importance. And yeah, any of my patients will know that that's what they're going to get if they're going to come see me. And in our clinic, I mean, that's kind of how we roll. But yeah, so I just regularly, I have my strengthening that I do. I lift weights. I lift heavy things. I do plyometric work, which is like jumping things. And I definitely get really good strengthening in, but then I have my days where on the weekends maybe I'm going for a long mountain bike ride or I'm going for a trail run. I swim laps once a week. And so then when I go out and I play and I do my fun stuff, all that strength, I can feel it and it helps.
Yeah. And you're less likely to get injured too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I can feel that 100%. I mean, you go skiing when you're strong and you feel good. You feel like ready to go versus being like, okay, I hope I don't hurt myself today. I mean, I guess I say that every time I ski, but
no,
just because I just know the risks of that sport. But no, it's like, I feel good. I feel strong. I feel more trusting of my legs. And yeah, that's just so important.
Yeah, and it lets you go and do the stuff you enjoy and not feel quite as worried about getting injured. Another example of a friend who's been injured recently is someone who had retired recently from a long career and just wanted to get out and do everything all at once right away. And then, you know, kind of overdid and had a biking accident. And so what do you say, like, how do you... I don't know if you're able to counsel people, but, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, how do we assess what's a safe or what's the right amount of kind of, you know, hard or slightly dangerous exercise to be getting?
Oh, that is just so person-dependent. Individual. It really is. And it depends on what the lifetime of that person's, what... In their whole life, how much did they exercise? How much, and what were they doing? You know, have they been athletes their whole life? If you've been an athlete your whole life, which, you know, is how I am, then your base level of cardio fitness, of strength fitness, is just going to be high if you never lost it, if you just kept it.
Right.
Versus somebody who didn't really do anything physical and then they decide to try later in life. You have to build up, and that's also, I mean, just, you know, genetic too. Some people are just have more muscle mass, some people are just inherently stronger than others, and so it's, you know, it's, you can't just be, it's very, very individually based.
So true. Right. And we each have to make our own decisions around what's enough and what's too much. That's so true.
Right.
Yeah. And so,
but I can also like help people navigate that, you know, when they're like, I want to try this, but I have no idea how to even get into that or, exactly. How confident they are and just their base strength and stability. And so I like the people that come in and say, okay, I want to do this, but I don't really know where to start and how to be safe. I'm like, that's super fun. That's a fun project for me to work on.
It is. And it's a good, a physical therapist would be a good person to talk to about that.
Yeah. We are movement specialists kind of our little thing that we do. And so that's,
Yeah, you're the people to talk to. What would happen if you had a patient who you've seen and then you get to see them again, maybe for the same injury or a new injury? If it turns out you're seeing someone an awful lot, how do you counsel that person? Is that like, like maybe?
Yeah. So how are those exercises going?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you have to... Some people are very resistant to doing exercises that maybe would, that I think are a good idea that would be helpful. But, you know, some people just aren't as gung-ho about it as others. And so you do kind of have to go that process of like, here, I'm going to give you these tools and this is what I think would be helpful. And oftentimes it just has to go to that person and they have to decide that they're going to grab the bull by the horns and go with it.
Yeah, and get stronger and not have to see you for injury quite as much if they decide to do the work and avoid.
Exactly. It is. Stuff. It is hard work. And some people don't like to do that hard work.
No, but I imagine a number of injuries might get a person more motivated. I've got to tell you a little personal story, Heather, and it involves a mutual friend of ours, another one of your ex-patients, who you've seen and you know he's a good friend of mine. We'll just name him our friend Gary. A lot of the listeners might know him. But You know, I have to say, I was not a true believer in physical therapy. Well, certainly as a young person, I never needed it. I would think, well, why can't people just figure out how to do their exercises, et cetera? And I've since learned that that's not the case. Exercises are specific to injuries, and we as humans don't always know what parts of our bodies are strong enough, that kind of thing. So I've really come around to that. But the other thing that I've learned since knowing you as a physical therapist is that strength is so important. I used to tease with Gary, I've never needed to work out. I don't work out. I get enough exercise from gardening and hiking, you know, and he would just laugh about that because he was a believer in strength, having strength and exercises. And I gotta say, since I had my knee replaced and had to really work on that leg strength, it made a difference in the strength of both of my legs, and I'm a stronger person after knee replacement than I was before.
Can oftentimes happen for
and,
sure.
Yeah, and I've stuck with those exercises, and yay, I just have stronger legs and work on my arms too, and core, et cetera. But man, stronger legs feel great. You can do more.
I know, that's what I was saying. You know, you feel strong, and you're like, oh man, I've just like, right, rallied my mountain bike ride and I feel really good about it. Or, you know, or you're playing pickleball, you're like, wow, I feel like I'm hitting better, I feel more resilient, you don't feel like you're teetering on the edge of disaster.
It's true. And stamina is better, and it's just a better situation. And I didn't know it until I finally bit the bullet and
until
did
you
some.
Felt it.
Yeah, and actually committed to a little program, and it's been really a plus. But
yeah,
I gotta think there's a ton of people that haven't experienced that yet in life.
And right,
it makes a big difference.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes you don't experience it until you have an injury, and then people go, "Oh, yeah," you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, which I mean, there can be a silver lining to injuries sometimes, where people do get that wake up call of like, "Oh, wow, yeah, I need to be stronger, and this feels really good." So, yeah.
Right. Well, another little area I was thinking about is your work and technology. Are there technologies that you work with that help people understand whether they're getting enough exercise? Like, you know, all of our little heart monitors, technologies, online things. Is there anything that you work with that's...
No.
You're just people.
No, I mean, you know, you can wear like your watch and stuff. It's all good to like monitor all that, of course. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not like saying, okay, look at this piece of data that your watch is going to give you and tell me. I mean, you know, I mean, sure. Or like if you want to monitor your steps and see how many steps you take. I mean, of course, I love that. Yeah. If you're going to.
Yeah,
but it's not like I have so many specific, like...
Well, yeah, like this, like you don't have like a patch that you put on someone's arm and it tells if they're doing their...
Doing their homework or not.
Right.
The truth patch.
Yep. Now, something that I found interesting about physical therapy was that I would go in, you'd teach me the proper exercise to try and correct something that needed help, and I'd go home and I'd do it, and then I'd come back either later in the week or a week later and find out that I wasn't quite doing the exercise the way I was supposed to. And is that typical?
Oh, yeah.
Lots
absolutely.
Of people.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why coming back for... You know, every person's different, every case is different of how often you have to come back. But if it is something like that, where I'm giving you exercises, okay, you come in next time, okay, show me that exercise. It's kind of like a little pop quiz. It tells me, one, have you been practicing at home?
Yes.
but also, two, yes, I'm looking at your alignment, your muscle recruitment, your movement patterns, and it does, as you felt, it takes a while to feel that and how to do it properly. And it does take repetition. And yeah, you think you're doing it right. And then I say, okay, well, let's fix this. Let's fix that. And so, but those things, it seems very tedious and nitpicky sometimes, but sometimes that's the difference between an exercise being effective and getting a lazy muscle to actually do its job, which is the key to that joint feeling better or whatever body part, you know.
Right. I mean, because what I found was that there would be slightly easier ways to do the exercise that felt better, but weren't actually necessarily doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. The body's really good at finding little compensation patterns, making it just a little bit easier.
Like little workarounds that aren't quite getting to the actual thing we're trying to get to.
And so then we just become really bossy and we tell people what to do and stop doing that. Do it like this. No, we're nice, but yes, we are a little bit, you know, we're a little bit bossy sometimes.
Let's talk about things that are maybe helpful for people as they're not maybe older, not quite as strong as they once were. I had a conversation with a friend about, you know, the way skis are engineered and the way that our downhill skis work today. It makes it easier to turn, you know, it's just gotten easier for people and it lets more people, I think, enjoy sports than they used to. E-bikes are maybe another example.
Right.
How do you feel about all of those improvements in technology?
I mean, that's great. I mean, I don't think we all want to go back to the straight skis of before. No, I mean, those things all can be very helpful. It lets people enjoy
a longer life of recreation.
Absolutely.
I had a thought about it the other day, which was when, for example, when we can go e-bike back as far as we want, or our skis, our fat, curvy skis, let us, you know, get more adventurous. Does it also put us as older people at times maybe in a little more danger? I don't know. Like we are tempted to do stuff that maybe we wouldn't do if we didn't have these easy ways to, you know, get going. I don't know if I'm thinking about that quite right, but you know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It depends on the person.
Long as we know our own selves. Yes.
You do have to know your own limitations.
I think that's really true, too. And know how much battery life your e-bike has.
Yeah, right. You don't want to get stuck out there.
That's for sure. Well, Heather, what are you thinking about these days in physical therapy? Are there any new developments, anything that excites you about the work, about how you're helping people?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love how the field definitely seems to just be going forward with the role of just strength and working hard to solve your problems. Whereas, you know, in versus it being more of a passive, like, oh, I'm going to go to a PT and they're going to rub my back and make it feel better.
Yeah.
Instead, it's like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to get your body better. And this is going to involve some work. And so if you don't want to work, then, well, these are your options. So
yeah. At least your office might not be the best office for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was really my experience with you guys, too. Plenty of ideas for exercises that would help get a person strong and just really encouraging as a staff. You guys really are great in that way.
We're great cheerleaders.
You are the best. You're the best cheerleaders. And it sometimes hurts, right? There's stuff that hurts that you just kind of got to get through, but it's most of the time it's worth it. Right now I'm thinking about knee replacement. Anybody who's had one, there's some tough times. But
you're gonna feel some stuff for sure.
Yeah, surgeries.
Any surgery, yeah. Thing. Yeah.
For sure.
But you know, in the end
what if you didn't do it, you wouldn't be able to function.
Right.
What do you like best about going into work every day? What's fun for you?
Well, you know, I get to hang out with Hal and Deb and Ken at the front desk. And I love my patients. I love getting to know them. And honestly, of course, I love, you know, the work of physical therapy. But I also really love getting to know people and having conversations with them. And, you know, like you and I, we just like, you know.
Right, I do.
We just know each other now, and I can see you around town and say, hey, How's right. your life? And I just love people's stories. I love hearing people's stories, especially working with like some of the, my older patients. Oh my gosh, they have the coolest just stories. Maybe they're natives here, and I hear all about how Sandpoint was way back in the day. And there's just, yeah, I really love hanging out with people all day and chatting with them. It's super fun.
Well, you're definitely the right, you have the right personality for your profession because you're really good at it. And I gotta say, I think that helps you do your work because you're so easy to get to know, and it makes people comfortable and makes them want to go ahead and work on the things that you're helping them with.
All right, good.
Yeah, so kudos to you, Heather.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah. Well, here we are kind of in a, what's a sad ski season at the moment, hopefully going to get better. What kind of training? I know you're an avid skier. I think your kids ski too. What do you, how do you train for a good winter of skiing?
Just the same way as I think I do all year round. Just same, like I said, I just really work on a lot of good strength. You know, I might throw in some balance stuff, but honestly, I kind of do all that balance stuff all year round too, because that's something that also decreases over time.
And it sure
so,
does.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say my there isn't a lot of seasonality, I guess, to my strengthening. I just work really hard all year round.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a nice combination of exercises. Can people do it without joining a gym? Can they do just about everything?
Well, absolutely. Yep. You can do it at home. You know, just maybe some key pieces of equipment, depending on, you know, what you're working on. But yeah, you don't have to go to a gym. I find it easier to go to a gym because, I don't know, sometimes you get distracted when you're at home and you're on the floor and you see how dirty it is underneath the couch or something. So you go to a gym and you just get in the mode and you're just rocking it. But no, you can do this all at home.
Yeah. Yeah. But what you're getting at is that there really kind of is a psychology or a motivational advantage to maybe just going to the gym, seeing other people, getting some positive feedback. It can be a little more motivating, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. I can so get in the groove when I'm there and versus at home. And also, it's just nice to not have to have the equipment at my house. Like, I don't have like this fancy home gym or anything. I let them have all the,
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have to have a big old barbell and weight plates and kettlebells and all that stuff. They can have, and the big, those big exercise balls, those things are huge. They take up so much space and they roll around all over the place. I'd rather the gym hold that for me.
They sure do take up a lot of space.
But it's still possible to do it at home.
Yeah. Or if one has a big house and wants to dedicate some space, they could do that.
Yeah, for sure. Some people have some pretty fancy home gyms. It's awesome.
Well, your strength and your excellent cardio help you get out and do things here in Sandpoint that you love. Part of the reason you're here. What kind of fun stuff do you get out and do this time of the year? I know it's skiing. Are you hiking?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so downhill skiing, but also backcountry skiing and Nordic skiing. Definitely love the old pain cave of the Nordic skiing.
Yes.
The cardio.
Slow start to that, though, this year. We could use some snow.
Yeah.
A little more snow, but.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah.
I went Nordic skiing this weekend, though. And,
good you know, for you. Yeah, where? Was, tell us where.
Oh, up at Schweitzer.
Oh, there you go.
The only place that's snow there is snow.
Right. You could start at the roundabout and then get up on the trails up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, through the village, actually. You have to go up to the village.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
Well, good. I'm glad you're getting out and doing that. Okay, so I am kind of feeling like we've had a good chat about what you do and why people would want to consider coming to you and benefits. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Is there anything I'm missing that you'd like to tack on at this moment?
No, I mean, just, yeah, that the more strong and fit you are as you age, the better it's going to, you know, your body, the better your body is going to age, and just the longevity. I always kind of say that strength, building muscle and strength is like just having money in the bank. So, and yeah. So for muscle strength, but also when you think about like osteopenia and osteoporosis and the bone building that comes with strengthening, you know, and a little bit of impact activities, things like that for bone growth, that's super important. So that's another reason why oftentimes people are like
seeing you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're having those kind of issues. Well, another thought has come to me, and that's that sometimes some of us have had sort of ongoing chronic situations that just never seem to get better. Now, we'll see you, we'll go home, work on things, maybe kind of make them angry by working on things too soon. There's a place for resting injuries too, right? There are times when we need to rest things, but
oh, yes.
How, I guess that's another individual situation.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 For sure. And it's just, it can't be just, yeah. Some people are like, oh, I thought you were going to tell me that I just should stop running. I'm like, no. You can still run, but we need to work on this strength so that you can run without pain.
Right.
You know, but there are some injuries where it's like, oh, no, I think it's really angry and you're going to have to, okay, then maybe you do need to stop running. You know, so it's very individually based. And that's, yes, you know, that's the hard part. And so
that's right. And I imagine the longer a person's had a chronic situation, yes, the thornier that gets.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. So. Yeah. So don't let things get all hot and bothered and fester and get all angry. Come get them taken care of quicker. And they'll go away quicker. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm hearing is from you, Heather, is come in and see you, whether you're injured or not. But usually if you are injured.
If you just want to come hang out, we can talk, tell stories. No.
There you go. Get strong.
Mm-hmm.
Get some good cardio and strength and keep your bones strong. And just enjoy life more when you're strong and healthy. And don't just give up on yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
No.
Never give up. Keep moving. A body in motion stays in motion.
That's right. And get in and get a little help if you need it and get stuff figured out.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Heather Lean of Total Physical Therapy, we've learned a lot today. And folks, don't just sit there. Stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.